You could tell they felt out of place. No doubt they were celebrating some special occasion and had decided to go to a fancy restaurant. So here they were, dressed in their Sunday best, seated in this beautiful room with these huge menus in their hands, trying to find something they could afford. Their waiter was a tall, dark man with a European accent. He had read the situation and knew the family felt a bit out of place. He smiled, made sure they felt welcome, and even suggested a couple of dishes that cost a bit less. Soon everyone had placed their order but one, the youngest boy. The waiter turned to him and said, "And what will you have, young man?" "I would like the chicken, please." "And would you like French fries with that?" "Yes, please." "And how about a nice glass of milk to drink with that?" "Yes, please, I'd like that." The waiter smiled, bowed, thanked the family, and left. The little boy sat there for a while, turned to his dad and said, "You know, Dad, that man thinks I'm people." This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, you are very special to God. In the same way that the trained European waiter had not treated the boy as another customer in a room full of customers, but had treated him as an individual, so the Lord deals with us. Each of us is looked upon as His child. He realizes that occasionally we are a bit ill at ease in His presence, and He takes special care to assure us of His love and watch care over us. The Bible says, "The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee." God's love is forever. It's always the same. That is important to remember. Christians have a way of losing the blessed sense of the love of God because they misunderstand it. You can do nothing to earn God's love. It's there all the time. When you're living a holy and righteous life, He loves you. When you sin, He loves you. He loves you when you're good, and He loves you when you are not so good. God's love does not work on the point system. It is an unconditional love. This is so important to grasp. I have watched people live their Christian lives under a cloud because of some past sin that they had committed and were sure that God could never really love them as a result. It is true that fellowship with God can be broken and must be restored through confession, repentance, and the forsaking of that sin. But through it all, God's love shines strong and sure. He never sees you just as somebody else in a room full or world full of people. He knows all about your needs and hurts and desires and problems. He is concerned. His love is set on you and beams from His own heart to yours. The Bible says, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him." Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Christian, you are very special to God. And because He loves you, so He longs for your love in return and the joy of your fellowship. It boggles our minds to realize that every ounce of that love that is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell is centered on us. May God bless you as you experience His love.